My guest is Katya Eames. Katya, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Can I ask you, how old are you?
I'm 17.
17 years old, so you're probably like a student in high school somewhere, right?
No.
You're not. I knew this already. You've actually started your career.
Yeah.
What are you doing now?
Right now, I'm mainly learning programming and how to be a web developer, and I'm also working for Pluralsight, helping them with their Hour of Code. And in addition to that, I'm helping the Google Angular team with their Angular 2 documentation.
Okay. And these are paid jobs. Actually, you're working for these companies. What's Hour of Code?
Hour of Code was a program that Code.org did, and they went around to a bunch of different elementary schools and spent an hour just teaching kids about programming and what it's like. And they did one lesson up at the Capitol in Utah with Governor Herbert and had a bunch of different kids come and program, and I helped out at that one. Uh-huh. And Pluralsight is doing one where basically I'll just go to elementary schools. It doesn't have anything to do with the actual Hour of Code, but it's an hour of coding.
So you're teaching people how to code, sometimes kids, sometimes grown-ups.
Yeah, it's mostly kids is what I'll be doing. I only taught adults once, and that was at the Pluralsight office.
Okay. Tell me about how you got here. When did you first start writing code?
When I was 15.
How'd you get started?
My dad made me take a programming class in my 10th grade.
Uh-huh. At the time, were you excited about it? Like, thanks, Dad, for making me take this programming class?
No.
And when you were done?
By the time it ended, I actually really liked it.
It sounds like it. What was the language?
It was mainly HTML and CSS. We used a lot of Dreamweaver.
Okay.
So I mostly used Dreamweaver to make a website then, but we used a little bit of HTML and CSS, and that's what got me interested into it.
Okay. And that's pretty basic stuff. Where did you go from there?
From there, my school district offers a class at the SLIT campus called JATC. It's a special program when they have a bunch of different science classes like vet tech and CNA and EMT, fire science, engineering, piloting. They have a whole bunch of different science courses and things under that umbrella. And they had a programming class that I ended up taking. They had a designing class as well, but I chose to take the programming one.
What'd you learn there?
I dropped out halfway through, so I only learned HTML, CSS, and then some basic JavaScript.
Uh-huh.
And we mostly used Adobe's things, Adobe programs.
Okay, so you learned some tools there as well.
Yeah.
That was a semester and a half. That didn't seem like it'd be enough to get you to teach Hour of Code. There must have been more after that as well.
Yeah, after that, I went to a 3-month programming boot camp down in Provo called Dev Mountain.
Now we're talking. Now you're starting to learn some stuff.
Yeah.
What'd you learn there?
There I learned MeanStack. I learned Node, Angular, JavaScript, more HTML and CSS, went over that. I learned a lot of different things while
I
was there.
That's a big jump from learning CSS and HTML to learning the MeanStack. How was that? Does that come easily to you, or is that
It was difficult. It was difficult to change from high school learning to taking control myself and being my own teacher and disciplining myself. It was kind of hard to transition to that.
Oh, okay. But you made it through?
Yeah.
It was fun? And that prepared you to where you are now, to teaching kids how to code?
That and a lot of help from my dad and doing a lot of different things and somewhat. I kind of taught my friends some things. But yeah, it was mainly that helped me.
Tell me about the experience of teaching your peers, teaching kids your own age and a little bit younger. What's that like?
Kids my age aren't really interested in it. Like, a lot of my friends aren't interested in doing it. I mainly think it's because they don't realize that without programmers, they wouldn't have a lot of the things they have. They just kind of think that they're there.
Okay.
So they don't kind of realize that they can do things like that. And it's mostly thought of as like an old white 30-year-old man's job than anything that a teenager
can
do.
Sadly, it mostly is. we're changing that. It's changing a bit. Is this what you're are you teaching the MeanStack then to the kids now at the Hour of Code, or are you teaching something more basic than that?
I'm teaching things more basic than that. I use a lot of websites. I use code.com, code.org. Code.org. They have a bunch of different games. When I was teaching it, we used their Frozen game. And then there's also another website called CodeCombat.com, which is a fighting game where you can use JavaScript and a few other languages to control your character and move them and fight monsters.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So that sounds like a fun class I might want to take.
Yeah, it was fun.
I'm learning JavaScript, too.
Oh, cool.
How old are the kids?
They range from third to sixth grade.
Oh, very cool.
Is what we did.
Wow, third graders learn JavaScript. I like it.
That was pretty cool.
And you did some stuff here at that conference, didn't you? You did some teaching here.
I gave a talk on teaching your kids programming and getting your kids interested in programming.
Who attended that?
A few people attended that. I'm not quite sure their names, but...
Well, what were their age ranges?
It ranged from... I think there was a girl there who was about 8 or 9.
Uh-huh.
And then parents and fathers were there.
Okay. And so you're going back. You're going to continue working for Google, continue working for Pluralsight.
Yeah.
And you were telling me earlier that you put high school on hold.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about what your decision to do so.
It's mainly because during the summer there's not much I can do in the way of online high school. I don't think they offer it during the summer.
Sure.
And
most kids take the summer off.
Yeah.
You didn't, apparently.
And it's much more fun to be able to do this and earn money for it than just learning some more history that I've already learned. I enjoy learning, so I think I'll probably do online high school.
Okay.
And finish that way, but I know I'm not going to go back to actual high school.
What is your long-term career goals? Do you have any yet?
Yeah, mostly work for Google.
Mm-hmm.
On any team, end up in Google would be a lot of fun.
They have a big presence in Salt Lake City?
No.
So you'd have to move to California?
Yeah.
All right, that's worse things to do than that.
There is.
Anything else you want to talk about?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. It sounds like you're having a much more interesting 17th year than I did.
It's interesting.
And thanks for being on my show.
You're welcome. Thank you. I use technology to meet new people and make new friends, and also show off to my friends that I can do cooler things than they can.